Let's talk about Better Call Saul, Season 6, Episode 6, and the unraveling of the plan is that the judge whose picture they were trying to fake broke his arm. And we get Kim Wexler saying, nope, we're not abandoning this plan. I'm going to do a U-turn. I'm going to give up the whole, one of the points of the plan. One point was to embarrass Howard, of course, but the other point of the plan was to get her money to start a thing, and it's looking like she could actually get that money legitimately without having to go to the plan, but she gives up the meeting that would get her the money legitimately to go do the plan that will get the money illegitimately, or use the illegitimate money anyway. It was definitely a turning point in literal and figurative ways for Kim Wexler, and we also got a flashback at the very beginning that shows that Wexler has broken bad before under the tutelage of her mother to pull scams in mall security.
I am very, very, very much hoping that wherever they go this season, Kim Wexler is alive and well so that we can have a third Vince Gilligan series all about Kim Wexler.
Better call Kim.
The real genius, the person who wrote the character, the brains, the muscle, the courage of everything you see from Saul Goodman is all secretly Kim Wexler. I'm so into all of that. We literally watch her cross a literal threshold. She's driving down one path towards legitimate success, gets the phone call that their sneaky snake plan is in jeopardy. So she drives and makes a total U-turn because damn it, she's the real Saul Goodman. And it's so good.
Yeah. And this explains why Jimmy McGill was never Saul Goodman. Like, one of the questions I had at the beginning of this is like, okay, but why is he legit? Right? Like, he was slipping Jimmy for a while, but like, you're telling us that he didn't like being Slippin' Jimmy. So how does he become Saul? And it's, what a brilliant answer. It's like, because Kim Wexler, I guess. Yeah, totally. Totally love that.
On top of that, moments I loved. Remember they're hiring a random actor to portray the judge, mm-hmm. and they're arguing about the mustache or whatever. That actor is one of the alumnus from Mr. Show.
John Posey.
Oh no! That's the actual
oh no, that's the
guy.
Actual guy.
Yeah, the guy portraying the guy is I forget. Yeah, there he is, right there.
John Enos.
John Enos. Yeah. It was great. Loved seeing all of that.
Yeah. And we get Lalo confronting.
Also,
a guy
I want seven seasons of Lalo hunting Germans. That's all I want.
That was a whole episode in and of itself, right there. And we get a little bit of Fring and Mike sort of dealing with the fear of Lalo while we all know he's in Germany.
Yeah. Meanwhile, it's a bit weird with the Mike stuff because we know he at least makes it a few more years. We know that he's not really in danger. Mm-hmm. It is super sweet that he's pretending to be on the road while, you know, telling the story of the stars to his granddaughter, which for those who don't know, like I found myself trying to anticipate the next thing he was going to say. I learned the winter night sky while my wife was pregnant specifically so I could do exactly what Mike Ehrmantraut was doing in that moment.
It continues to stun me that this show, when I look back on it, doesn't have that many things happen. It's not action-packed, but I am never bored because it is so well constructed and so well shot.
Did they fully explain why Saul went to a vet and got wicked high?
Well, they were testing a chemical for the D-Day plan.
Yes, right. We don't know what the chemical is going to be used for or was supposed to be used for in the D-Day plan. I would assume it's to make Howard test positive for drugs, but
or to appear on drugs because they say it doesn't show up because
they
want to
dilate his eyes. Yeah.
They did mention that. Just the patch of skin that you applied it. That's the only thing that feels kind of weird. And separately, in a previous cord killing time, we had seen J.K. Simmons apply fentanyl, just slapping it across someone's face, and then they immediately went out. So maybe it's something like that.
Yeah. It's probably meant to frame up Howard. Or I don't know. We'll see. I did like the vet's story of like, yeah, I'm cashing out. You know, I'm done. I'm out of here. You want my little black book, Saul Goodman? Here you go.
And then we see just enough to see that it's all encrypted. And it's like, yeah, of course. Okay, I get it.
Yeah, yeah. Any other thoughts on BCS?
So good. One of the things I've made a game of looking for in all Vince Gilligan anythings is the self-contained packaging of the story. And if I remember correctly, the way this one began revealed something that was hidden from us. Mm-hmm. Howard Hamlin, part of the reason he's in his hippie namaste going to therapy world is because his marriage is dissolving and they never say anything about it, but they show you in a million little ways, and including the moment that she takes, you know, the peace symbol and the espresso, pours it into her mug and then walks off. And then Bonnie nailed it. She was just like, he's not going to be able to handle that. He's going to clean that up. And then sure enough, walks right on over and does so. It's great.
Yeah. This is a horror show of a marriage. I would rather see screaming and emotions than the sort of like cold politeness that these two show. It was debilitating to watch that and be like, oh, please, you too. Like, how are you doing this? It's insane.
I mean, I ain't never been through a divorce, but I would imagine that's more indicative of what it's like.
Yeah.
Than the cartoon that we would like to imagine.
No, exactly. All right. Well, that's Better Call Saul, Season 6, Episode 6. Once again, don't forget, Memorial Day holiday in the United States. So we will be back with Spoiler in Time on June 6th, and it will be jam-packed because we'll have the mid-season finale. It's not really a finale if it's mid-season, but the mid-season finale is what they call it. Better Call Saul, that's Season 6, Episode 7. We will have Barry, Season 3, Episode 6. We'll have the premiere of Obi-Wan. They're going to give us two episodes next week and another episode after that. So we'll have episodes 1 through 3, half the season of Obi-Wan. And of course, Hacks, the remainder of the Hacks season, episodes 5 through 8. So that's all coming up on June 6th. We will spoil you then.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.